Kupuna Wiki was previously recorded.
Welcome to Kupuna Wiki, Hawaii's senior resource, the radio show that helps you find answers on important topics like finances, senior housing, estate planning, real estate, health, and much more. Now let's join Kupuna Wiki hosts Brandon Lau and Andrew Leon.
Aloha and welcome to the Kupuna Wiki radio show. This month we are talking about senior housing, and in studio we have Dorothy Kobe, Director of Community Engagement at Hale Kuike. Kupuna Wiki is Hawaii's senior resource. We talk to the best local professionals in the state regarding topics such as real estate, senior housing, estate planning, finance, and health, so our kupuna families can find the best resources in the midst of a life transition. We strive to make sure our seniors are informed and supported every step of the way. Thanks for joining us today. I'm Brandon Lau.
And I'm Andrew Leong,
your host for the Kupuna Wiki radio show.
If you missed any of our shows on air, the Kupuna Wiki radio show is available as a podcast and can be found on Spotify, Apple, and Podbean for your listening pleasure. Our title sponsor for today is Cheney Brooks Choice Advisors, providing you with the best real estate information so you can make the most informed decisions. As they like to say, real estate is about choice. To contact them, call 808-753-9033.
And now we have our real estate tip of the week brought to you by Cheney Brooks Choice Advisors.
When staging a home, use neutral colors to allow buyers to imagine their own style in the home. Clean and repair minor defects and have a well-maintained exterior for first impression curb appeal.
For more information on how to prepare your home for sale, contact Cheney Brooks Choice Advisors at 808-753-9033. Again, today we have the pleasure of welcoming back Dorothy Kobe. She is the Director of Community Engagement at Hale Kuike. Welcome back, Dorothy.
Thank you. Thank you for having me back. I'm glad to be here.
Yeah. And, you know, we always love having Hale Kuike on the show. It's such a vital part of caring for our kupuna. And, you know, you folks have that special recognition of, if I can say so, being the pioneers and forerunners in dementia care. So thank you for that.
Yeah, you're welcome. You're welcome. It really is our passion. It's all we do. We serve those who are living with dementia and brain change from the different diseases that bring dementia into our lives. And
right. Well, maybe you can share a little bit about yourself and your background, and then we can talk a little of about Hale Kuike.
Sure. So I originally worked in Health and Human Services before I started working at Hale Kuike, which is an adult residential care home specializing in memory care, in 2005, 19 years ago now.
And it was time flies.
Yeah, the year that they opened. And so I've been really lucky to have been with the company through their growth, but also, you know, meeting and knowing and loving hundreds of people who are living with dementia and learning from them. They really are our best teachers, and each one is so unique and different. And it's not a, you know, you can't cookie cutter people. It's very individual. So and I have a deep personal connection to people living with dementia as well. My grandmother, who helped raise me, had Alzheimer's disease and lived with our family through the end of her life. And my father had vascular or stroke-related dementia. Mm-hmm. And my father-in-law had Parkinson's-related dementia. Oh, wow. So like at Hale Kuike, they're very different individuals that to start with, and then very different disease processes. So each of their journeys was unique. And so,
And again, we always find that people discover their passion because of an experience with a loved one.
Right, right.
I had a grandmother as well. She lived until she was 98.
Oh, wow. That is a long life.
And you know, she had dementia, but she was a very happy person.
Yeah, there are moments, there are certainly challenges, but there are, you know, moments of joy to be found if we can come together and work to find them. Yeah.
And it was, you know, for her situation, as I'm sure all other families, you know, it was a challenge finding care.
Oh, yeah.
So we eventually did. But, you know, it's to find the right fit, care, community, you know, chemistry. It's not the easiest thing to do. And maybe you can share a little bit of how Hale Kuike does it.
Yeah. It really is hard to find the right fit because we're all unique and there are a lot of different kinds of options out there. And when people are come to me and are interested possibly in Hale Kuike, I'm always so happy when they're looking more broadly too, because you know, as much as I love Halikuike, you know, it might not be the right fit for your person. You know, it might not be the right size or whatever it is. But but for Halikuike, Halikuike means house of understanding. So we were founded with the purpose of starting with understanding the person who's living with dementia and what their needs are and how they are perceiving the world, which is different than we are because their brains are changing. Their brains are shrinking and dying because of these diseases. So everything about Halikuike is designed for, specifically for people living with dementia, purposeful, from the colors to the lighting to the type of, you know, furniture, the type of fabrics, the activities that we run, the meals, all of that is designed to help support someone who is living with dementia feel comfortable, safe, familiar, you know, and not just functional, but forgiving too.
Right.
So
almost
all of our residents have incontinence. It's natural, no shame about being incontinent, but you know, the world around you has to be forgiving of that incontinence so that it's easy to clean and that we can, you know, no one's going to freak out and then we don't have the odors, you know. That's one example of many things that we do that help make a person have a chance of being comfortable and finding those moments of joy.
Yeah. And I love the fact that, you know, you've espoused the philosophy, beginning with the idea that every individual is different, they're unique. Mm-hmm, mm-hmm. And you do have to start with understanding.
Yeah,
it's that relationship.
Yes,
first and foremost.
It's all about the relationship.
Right.
We do have a lot of tasks and agenda we need to get done, but you need to start building the relationship and trust first before you can get to what you need to do. So it's not just about me giving you care.
Right.
We have to come together to do that before we can move forward to another place.
Which is great.
Place. Yeah.
Now, we went to the original Halikuike community, and
that's our new one. We call that our new Uanu location. It's on Kawananakoa Place. That's the very first one.
And that's, you know, it was such a lovely setting, and it's a quaint, I mean, it's like grandmother's house,
it's
right?
It's at the end of the street.
End of the cul-de-sac.
Yeah, the end of the cul-de-sac.
But it's secured, the gate, and it's fenced.
Yeah.
But when you walk in, it feels like you're going to somebody's home.
Right, right. And you talk about secure. I think that's one of the kind of basic kind of denominators of what you call something memory care, officially memory care, is that there is security, there's locked doors, so residents can't go out into the parking lot and down the street, and our gates, they're locked, so if someone were in the parking lot, they couldn't go out into the street. But that's very important because they call it elopement, or going out and getting lost is one of the huge risks for people who are living with dementia. But yet, we're human beings. We need to go outside.
Right.
We
right.
can't be locked inside all the time. So Nu'uanu that you saw has those outdoor multiple doors to go outside in the gardens and a courtyard. And it's true of our other locations as well, which are structured a little differently. There are two stories instead of one story, but there are doors you can go out, and no one's going to tell you you can't go out. But the doors that go out to the wide world are locked. So that's a really important thing. And it does so much for people's mental health. And we live in Hawaii. We can go outside all year round.
Right.
So,
and peace of mind for family, right?
Yeah.
I mean, if mom or dad is there you know, they're not going to always visit. So it's nice to know that they're being cared for and they're safe.
Mm-hmm. Mm-hmm.
Right. Maybe you share a little bit about the other two locations that you have.
Right. Yeah. So our second location is in Kaneohe on Kaneohe Bay Drive. We call that one Halikuike Bayside.
Okay.
And then our third location, Halikuike Pali, is on the Pali Highway, really about a 5-minute drive from the first
Can't
location.
Miss it.
They're very close by to each other. So our first location has 26 residents, and the other two locations have 28. So it's not large. I think it's a wonderful size in that you can know all the residents, you can know all the families, and you can know all the staff. We don't have so many people that you're not going to know every single person. So.
Which is really great for the residents because I think that's part of what makes it comforting, right?
Yeah.
Is a familiarity.
Yeah. Even though, you know, someone living with dementia very likely will not remember my name. It doesn't mean that I'm not familiar. Even though they may think it's the first time they're meeting me, there's still a little bit of connection.
There's a connection.
The brain is a complex thing, and it's not an all or nothing.
That's so true. Well, I love hearing about what you're doing and the growth of your organization, Dorothy. But When we come back, I want to hear a little bit more about your philosophy of care.
Oh, sure.
And how you do that for your residents. So we'll come right after this commercial break, we'll talk about that.
Great.
We'll be back with more Kupuna Wiki right after this.
Cheney Brooks Choice Advisors assists clients in buying and selling their homes by striving to create an easy and seamless transition. With multiple awards spanning most transactions of the year, Client Service Award, and being in the top 100 realtors, Cheney Brooks Choice Advisors wants to provide you with excellent service and care when making a major life decision. Over the years, their agents have greatly enjoyed serving each and every one of their clients as if they were family. Whether you're a first-time homeowner or a senior, they understand the challenges and complexities of the real estate process and want to help you every step of the way. Cheney Brooks Choice Advisors wants to provide you with the most information so you can make the best decision. Because as they like to say, real estate is about choice. Contact Cheney Brooks Choice Advisors today for a free in-person property valuation by calling 753-9033 or email them. clientservice@choicehi.com.
Welcome back to Kupuna Wiki on AM 690, The Answer.
Welcome back. If you just joined us, we're speaking with Dorothy Kobe. She's the Director of Community Engagement at Hale Kuike. And, you know, Dorothy, I mean, great introduction to the organization in the first segment. So, you know, I want to dive into your folks' services in general, because dementia is, I think, one of the major issues a lot of folks are dealing with now. And I've had it in my, well, not my immediate family, but my cousins, mm-hmm. they've had to deal with, you mm-hmm. know, a family mm-hmm. member mm-hmm. With dementia. And, you know, you hear in the news where they report someone, you know, has gone missing mm-hmm. and when they list, oh, this person has dementia. I mean, that's usually the case.
Yes.
So I've actually had that experience with a extended family member.
Yeah. Yeah.
So, knowing that you folks specialize in this, how do you folks help families kind of, you know, go through the process of this?
Yeah. It's so complicated, and you know. But that example of people getting lost and then the whole community has to come together mm-hmm. to help support the family and find this person. You know, when one person is living with dementia, everybody around them is living with it too. We're all affected. It's right. not just about the person. We all need to, that person needs support and care, but so do all of us. And mm-hmm. we need, and so Hale Kuike is an adult residential care home, and we provide, you know, residential care for people living with dementia, you know, 24/7, you know, and everything that goes along with that, personal care, activities, meals, all those things. But we're also, as a company, Hale Kuike, committed to dementia education, both mm-hmm. Certainly for our staff and our own families who have their loved ones with us, but for the wider Hawaii community, because mm-hmm. we care for, you know, I don't know, about 80 residents at any one time between right. our three locations. That's not very many people mm-hmm. in the scope of everyone sure. in our Hawaii community who's living right. with dementia. So we have a public dementia education program as well. It started with, we started working with the Positive Approach to Care, which is a mainland and international training and advocacy program for people living with dementia. And we started formally with them in 2013. I became a certified trainer with them. Mm-hmm. And then after that, many more of our staff became certified trainers. And so that's the philosophy and program we use. It's very hands-on, you know, really putting ourselves in the bodies and brains of someone living with dementia and figuring out how they perceive the world and how we can adjust our approach mm-hmm. and in the environment to help support them better. And as we started offering that to our families, we realized, well, we could offer this to the public as well. Mm-hmm. So we have for many years since 2013 had public in-person dementia workshops, and then starting in 2020 with the pandemic, we started doing webinars. We partnered with Catholic Charities Hawaii, which has a grant for the Circle of Care, Dementia Circle of Care. We have all those webinars we've done since then archived on the Catholic Charities Hawaii site. We continue to do public workshops as well. So we've partnered with with all kinds of organizations, AARP, Alzheimer's Association, to present this to help help everyone out, because you know, it really, really is something that it's hard to talk about, and people feel alone when they're trying to, you know, deal with it alone, and it's really it's different. Yeah,
Dorothy, maybe you can share a little more about that positive approach to care program that you folks have been really diving into since 2013. I mean, that's a 10-year period of time where you've been able to understand it, apply it, and kind of perfect it within your community. So maybe why is it so vital?
Yeah, I think the thing, the one thing I, you know, we started in 2005, Holly Kuike did, and we started with what most people started with back then, was with some very boring dementia videos that our staff had to watch that were just really dry. I mean, they were they had information, and it was useful in that way, but it doesn't, you can learn about what Alzheimer's disease is, but then like, okay, now what? How do I help this person, like, take a shower? They just won't take a shower. How do I just, you know, I just, how do you apply, where there's a gap between the bridge of knowing that you have a diagnosis and then what the heck do I do now? How do I, and so the Positive Approach to Care, Tipa Snow, who's the founder, she is an occupational therapist, and I think that's one of the things, they're very practical occupational therapists, and so the techniques link the knowledge to actual practical skill that you can learn, anybody can learn, and small changes can make a big difference, and so that's where we started originally with Tipa Snow and Positive Approach to Care videos, which were way better than the first videos we saw. And then getting that, when Positive Approach to Care started having certifications and helping people learn how to teach, that made a huge difference for us in terms of being able to provide that hands-on. Okay, so let's try it. Okay, I'm going to be the person with dementia, and then you're going to help me. How'd that feel? Oh, okay, it felt a little funny. Let's make this adjustment. And then so, you know, we get to practice, and it's fun too. It's very hands-on fun. It makes it a little less threatening, and then you've tried out this new skill of supporting someone, and then in the real time, it's like, okay, now I'm going to try this while I help, you know, grandma in the bathroom or something like that. So we really, and then in 2019, Positive Approach to Care started a new program, which is organization, they call it designated organizations. So organizations that have demonstrated a commitment to both the learning and the practice of Positive Approach to Care philosophy and skills, and have certified trainers like we had. And so in 2019, Holly Kuike became the very first in the nation to get a Positive Approach to Care designated organization, you know, certification. Thank you much. We're very proud of that. And it really helps provide us our own kind of roadmap for how we want to improve, because we always want to improve, and we're always learning. Continuous learning is so important, even though, you know, we've been doing it for 19 years, and I haven't. I think that's one of the reasons I have been doing it for 19 years, is I'm always learning something new. It's always exciting that way. But just this past year at the Positive Approach to Care conference, we got recognized as the top level of designation that they have right now. So yeah, it's the skilled level, they call it. It's the third level. So we're very proud of that. And there are other Hawaii organizations that are starting the path to organization designation, and we're very, very excited that it's spreading.
You know, it's great that you folks have taken the first step, and I'm hoping there's some scenario where they can train the trainer, and maybe you can be the one who can help out these other organizations who are not really familiar with it or need to improve.
Prior to the pandemic, Positive Approach to Care did like in-person trainings of trainers. So they had come to Hawaii, and that's how Holly Kuike got more trainers. They got more trainers. During the pandemic, of course, everybody switched to virtual, and they do still offer virtual trainer, and there's other certifications as well, coach, consultant, and engagement leader. And you can do many of those virtually. They are coming back to Hawaii to do the Alzheimer's Association conference, and also they'll be offering a certification event I believe the host organization is Kahalanui. And so people can sign up to become trainers or coaches at that that event.
Wow, that's...
Yeah, so that's all on the tipasnow.com website to register
great.
For that. But that's it's a very intense course. It's not like your average course where you just sit and listen for a few hours. You have to do stuff.
You're going
to
go in-depth.
You're going to go in-depth, and you're going to practice, and then you're going to have a mentor after who is going to help you, you know, record your practice, and then and it's
Of course.
It's like going to teaching school, basically.
Right.
Yeah.
Well, maybe you can share, you touched on it briefly before, but so you do have community outreach through hosting webinars in conjunction with Catholic Charities, and you do this one on your website. So let's go to your website here. It's
kalekuike.com.
And it has, by the way, your website has all information about your different locations, about your standard of care, as education, which talks about positive approach care. And videos.
Videos, yeah. So we have videos, of course, about Kalekuike, but we have some recorded webinars there as well.
That's great. So it's a resource that the community can go to. Right. And if you have these webinars live, real time, usually when are they hosted?
This year, we're just working with Catholic Charities to roll out the schedule.
Okay.
We just had one just about a week ago or so on caregiver stress management.
Right.
Those are all archived on Catholic Charities site. But we don't have the full schedule for the year out yet, but there will be
more
for
sure. So from March going forward, you should still have things
happening. Yeah, we will. We will.
Okay.
On our kalekuike.com website, there's a sign up for our newsletter button. And if you sign up for that newsletter, you'll get emails from us about those kinds of things.
That's great. Now, if somebody wanted to learn more about your community and how they could maybe enroll a loved one or have them do a trial run, what's the process of doing that?
Many people like to come for a tour first,
and
our website has a book a tour button, and so you can book a tour with any one of our locations online. If those times aren't good, you can reach out through the website, and we can find a different time. We also offer Zoom tours still.
Okay.
It's very convenient. Some people just can't get away to do an in-person tour, and or you're not on island whatever it is.
Which is cool that you offer that.
Yeah, so the Zoom tours, or, you know, you want to have multiple family members and one of them is not on island, and, you know, we can do that. We have a very simple application. And that's on our website as well. There's no fees to apply, no deposits required. It's one application for all three locations.
And I see here when you say book a tour, then you have the host person who's administrator over that location.
Right. You're booking
that's
a tour
great.
With the administrator of each of our three locations. It goes right on their calendar.
That's awesome.
Yeah.
Well, we've been speaking with Dorothy Colby. She is the director of community engagement at Kalekuike. And Dorothy, I know they can go to kalekuike.com for more information, but if they needed to reach out by phone, what's the number that they could call?
Each location has a different phone number that's on the website there.
Got it.
I can be reached by email at dorothy@kalekuike.com if anyone wanted to email me directly.
And then also, yes, the numbers are there.
Mm-hmm.
I think your original location has a number of 808-595-6770.
Yep, that's good. We work closely together, so call any location. Yep.
That's great.
Absolutely.
Dorothy, thank you so much for being on our show, number one, but more so what you're doing for the residents at Kalekuike and for our community. Yeah. Appreciate you.
Thank you. Thank you for having me.
Coming up next, we have our Kupuna Wiki Classic Trivia.
We'll be back with more Kupuna Wiki right after this.
Cheney Brooks Choice Advisors assists clients in buying and selling their homes by striving to create an easy and seamless transition. With multiple awards spanning most transactions of the year, Client Service Award, and being in the top 100 realtors, Cheney Brooks Choice Advisors wants to provide you with excellent service and care when making a major life decision. Over the years, their agents have greatly enjoyed serving each and every one of their clients as if they were family. Whether you're a first-time homeowner or a senior, they understand the challenges and complexities of the real estate process and want to help you every step of the way. Cheney Brooks Choice Advisors wants to provide you with the most information so you can make the best decision. Because, as they like to say, real estate is about choice. Contact Cheney Brooks Choice Advisors today for a free in-person property valuation by calling 753-9033 or email them clientservice@choicehi.com.
Welcome back to Kupuna Wiki on AM 690 The Answer.
Kupuna Wiki is a 501c3 Hawaii nonprofit. And if you're ever interested in how to get involved, to volunteer, or to support us, please call us at 808-792-5188 or email info@kupunawiki.com. And thank you to all the participants who called into last week's Kupuna Wiki trivia. And last week's question was, an Australian surfer won a world record in 2023 by catching the largest wave ever paddled into by a woman on Oahu's north shore. How tall was the wave? The answer is 43.6 feet. Wow, that's amazing. That's a feat. And now this week's Kupuna Wiki trivia is sponsored by Hale Kuike.
Which Hawaiian musician was nominated for a Grammy for the song Tiny Bubbles?
For a chance to win a Lawns gift card, be the first person to call us with the correct answer at 808-792-5188.
Again, we'd like to thank this segment's sponsor, Cheney Brooks Choice Advisors, providing you with the best real estate information so you can make the most informed decisions. As they like to say, real estate is about choice. To contact them, call 808-753-9033.
Well, thanks for joining us today on the Kupuna Wiki Radio Show, Hawaii Senior Resource. We strive to make sure our seniors are informed and supported every step of the way. Again, I'm Brandon.
And I'm Andrew.
And we'll see you back next time on the Kupuna Wiki Radio Show.
You've been listening to the Kupuna Wiki radio program. If you'd like more information about today's topics, please call us at 792-5188. That's 792-5188. Or visit us online at kupunawiki.com. Until next time, aloha.
The preceding program was sponsored by Kupuna Wiki, Hawaii's senior resource.